And you are listening to CKLN. This is Saturday Morning Live. We have a very exciting show for you lined up today. So stay tuned, kick back, and we will be right back with our lineup for today.
The Most High, the mystery, the martyrs, the history.
Blessed by Marley, a map sealed on my heart. I never will forget a Mr. Malcolm X. Integration will keep us apart. Because the time is now, it's for the Mau Mau. James Meredith was not wrong. It was Nelson Mandela and Medgar Evers. Martin Luther King's on the throne. The mighty, 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 mighty. He's a mystic man. It was demons as the Lord of Lords. Be sick, fighting fines. Ford, Mary's a made divine. Two of them lived a long time. And a long time. It was St. Michael's and the Holy Order. Moses stood, Robert abroad, of Matthew, Mark, and Maccabee. From crimes and places heavenly. And some moose, so with the wealth and love. Melchizedek, high priest of God. It was Menelik chanting, I'm hiring. Up to the bulls of the prophet Muhammad. You're the Mexican. Aaron Morgan, Matthew Henson, Elijah McCoy, left many inventions, magnificent Montague. Pennsylvania made the decisions for the shoe. From Mahalia Jackson to Piggy Markham, Neil McKinney to Manton Marlin, Thomas Mabley, Billy Mason, like superstar sensation. So there's a mighty, 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 mighty,
the hardest. say we got to pray. We got to pray. We got to pray. Maxine Waters, Asian Mitchell, Maya Angela Poison, Special Eddie Murphy, John McKenna, Marva Collins, creates the winners. Cause we're the winners. We're the winners. Michael Manley, Maurice Bishop, Judy Mowat, Marcel Griffin, Sugar Miner, Human, they'll be ready for the third world. Mickey, Lena, Maine, and Jackson, Marin, Barry, Man, what happened? Thurgood, Marshall, Mayor, Dinkins, save the world from sinking. The Most High, the mystery, the mark is the history, the message of the men of the mighty M. The Most High, the mystery, the mark is the history, the message of the men of the mighty M. Like Marcus Garvey, plus Bob Marley, a map sealed on my heart. I never will forget, I'm Mr. Malcolm X. Integration will keep us apart. Because the time is now, it's for the Mau Mau. Jane Meredith was not wrong. It was Montezuma, the Aztec ruler. Ho Chi Minh lives on. The mighty, 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 yeah. The mighty, 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 mighty.
Tap that mic. Hey, keep tapping.
Hello.
Hello. Alright. Sorry, folks, we're just having some technical issues.
too much power is dangerous. That's why light bulbs break. Remember the atom bomb. Songs of Hiroshima, the big one. Power and glory. Depositories of the new world order. Cannon fodder for World War III. Bold vigilante posses have formed. Babylonian foot soldiers. Devoted smallpox blanket give us. Send shivers through the diverse doctrines. Ain't no stopping them now. They're on the move. Nationless bands of gypsies. Equipless to prohibit this prohibition dimension. To stop this mad moolah. City, town, country, state. New world wins. Snided whiplash, cloak and dagger, old diabolical forces were not lost in the shuffle. New camps have arisen, flexing their muscles. Giving new meanings to names such as Jim Jones, Jim Crow, Noah of Liberia, the Fuhrer, Trump, DuPont and Hunt, Rockefeller, Buss and Hughes. These new dudes don't choose Kennedy as they savior. Gladiator camps called OG gangsters, new wave poly tricksters, quick draw McGraws, foreign fronts that are taunted by those same grassroots Agent Orange game, dedicated to whoever has the most toys win. It's like a Saddam Hussein trend. Inferior and interior cool. International Dateline Switchville News Flash. Narvis Artis Declorium, the New World Order. The hour of diversion is here. Kuwait and LA is still burning. Japan is returning all loans. The dollar, the pound, the ruble, the gilding, all yielding sound value and trust. Justice Flight 103, the Berlin Wall did fall. Humpty Dumpty, the Kremlin, crumbled to his knees. It is believed the sickle and hammer was circumcised today. Sad to say, Gorbachev is off on his final vacation. His Cold War was too cold. I've been told that Clinton and the Clintonites have been alerted. Repeat, the KGB is not finished. The KGB is not finished. Committed new triple agents for the FBI, CIA, Vatican, World Health Organization. Illuminations for the Peace Corps. To explore de Klerk South Africa denials of freedom to make sure apartheid will be hitting side by side all the isms and the schisms. Isn't it about division? Questions of religion, church, drought, and famine can only be examined by the cool ruler Shula. New ministers of propaganda have expanded the payroll from the head bread baker Jimmy to swagger the voyeur to many. New contracts have been written for the KFC, Olympics, CBS, McDonald's, to be specific training grounds for the Super Bowl of all soap operas to be. The art. Marketing economy. Too much power is dangerous. That's why light bulbs break. Somalia. Yugoslavia. Yes, in Bosnia. South Central's tough. It ain't enough. We got to see how the vision of humanity. Let's not be steered by false prophets and visions of grandeur. In Tinseltown madness, sprinkled with non-honest reflections of time. Too much power is dangerous, that's why light bulbs break. Yes, humanity and this insanity. Blending all this humanity.
Thank you. see the wino prophets lying on their backs. I see the storefront churches, they on laundromats. I see the pawn shop, the motel, the project. Latchkey, children too grown, his grandma's gone, he's a home alone. But the child abused and the youth issue. The graffiti, the needy, the illiterate. The depressed, the vexed, the brutality. Oh, say, can you see? People, just tell me what's going on. With the fakers, with the shakers, with the big law breakers, with the pride, with the lies, with the alibis.
Thank you.
you're listening to CKLN. This is Saturday Morning Live, and we're getting ready to turn over the mic to Melinda. And we are going to be speaking with Amanla, should be in at the 11 o'clock. And we are going to have an interview with Gerald Horn and Randy Weston in the last hour. And that will be the show for today. And this is Saturday Morning Live.
Never too late, I don't hesitate, but still chill. Feel the moment and appreciate that God's in it, and it's fearless. We struggle for a purpose when day it gets revealed, like providence for the prosperous, for real. I mean, what fills my spirit, you can't hold and see it. We in a constant process of becoming who we meant to be. Heartbroken on the way, and still scarred mentally. I cherish the day, lullaby by Sade, and praying ways unorthodox, like every step and walking, rocking for faces I'll never see. Till we make this hell on earth heavenly, I battle everything I learned about being a man to see somebody I respect when I look in the mirror and feel it all, reach for God just by letting go. Now I'm thankful for the fallen renewal. We all have to fall to see our renewal. Even when it felt wrong, I guess just to feel something so intense. I've been blessed by letting go, and now I know love is beyond control. So me, and know it couldn't be if it wasn't for every choice and chance. Future, present, and past. Buildings that collapse, and the people trapped in them. The medicine and venom that these humans have invented. Long walks across whole deserts for our freedom. A spark of hope in children that don't believe in what they don't see, but they see it also. We need them, man. How life is our greatest achievement. It's so sweet, a new day, we smile anyway. Our joy is deeper than pain, forever we remain.
To Saturday Morning Live. This is Melinda in the studio, aka Docu Vixen. And in the studio with us is Gabrielle Tedros. You may introduce yourself and maybe talk about the track that just played.
What's up, y'all? CKLN?
Yes.
Toronto, Ontario is Gabrielle Tedros. Pleasure to be here. You just heard a song called Sweet Revive, featuring El Sada, amazing, amazing vocalist out of Sudan and Brooklyn, New York. And that track's off my Lino Soup EP, which is a free download on GabrielTeodros.com.
Welcome to Toronto.
Thank you.
And thank you for coming into CKLM. Yeah, it's kind of guerrilla, but that's okay.
Hey, that's how we do. Make it happy.
Exactly. So tell us about your trip in Toronto, and maybe talk about 88 days whiling on the island. We actually announced that last week, so maybe tell the folks of how the performance went and how the day went and all that kind of jazz.
Yeah, so I got in about exactly a week ago for Wildin' on the Island with 88 Days. Peace to A.L. Leilani. She held it down, the organizer, co-host all day. It was an amazing, amazing event. Yeah, so many just awesome performers from hip-hop to soul to storytellers to DJs, producers, music that I can't even put into a box or genre. There was a group that just like rocked out, like really, really, really diverse. But everyone was just so good at what they did. It really made Toronto look good to an outsider like myself. I was like thoroughly impressed with all the performers all day, and it had a real like family vibe. It wasn't like people came, did their set, and then left. It was like, nah, people came and like stayed the whole day and supported each other. And that was really beautiful to see. Yeah, I had my own personal favorites. But yeah, it was an honor to be a part of that event. And yeah, I've been having a really good time in Toronto since.
Cool. It's really blessed. So what have you been doing around the city? Yeah, just like been chilling. Where are you coming from and where are you going, kind of thing?
Yeah, so I came here directly from Seattle, Washington, where, you know, I was born and raised. I'm living in New York now. Right before I was in Seattle, though, I was in Ethiopia for about 3 weeks. So I'm still kind of coming off of that trip. This week has been my first, like, little moment to chill since, like, going through this East Coast tour and then going through Ethiopia. It was also work. Like, we had 11 shows the first 2 weeks we were there. So, yeah, I've just been building with family this week. After I leave here, I'm going to New York for, like, a couple days, and then D.C., where I'm working on a new project with a producer that I met out there. And, yeah, this whole summer is about two things, like making a lot of new music and also, like, fundraising for the album that I already have done. It's called Color People's Time Machine. God willing and people willing, it's going to come out in September. And, yeah.
Awesome. Do you want to talk a little bit about your, like, what your experience was like in Ethiopia? Was it your first time going there? And what was the feeling that you came out of the trip?
It was, wow, so amazing. So, yeah, it's my first time in Ethiopia. My mom's from Ethiopia. I cried two times. I cried once at the airport leaving the United States, realizing I'm the last person in my entire family to make this trip. I've always like met people at the airport as they came to this side of the world for the first time, and now I'm making that trip for the first time. Yeah, the experience was awesome. If I'm like the biggest advocate and supporter in the world now of like, if you've never been to your homeland and you have the opportunity to or the ability to visit your homeland, please, please do it. It changes everything. Like, my perspective on the world, myself, my family, everything is just different now. Like, I can't even, like, sum up in an hour and a half long radio show, like, how much that experience, like, meant to me and how much it's changed me. But I feel like a different person now. The second time I cried was when it was time to leave, because I just didn't want to go. Every single day felt like 5 days encapsulated, you know, in a day.
Yeah.
Interactions with people are just richer. The first thing that you see, like, once you get off the airplane and go into Addis Ababa, the thing that you can't ignore is just the crazy level of poverty and wealth just smashed up next to each other. Like, there's no middle class. There's kids, like, you know what I'm saying, like, begging in the streets next to 7-star hotels. I actually have a 7-star hotel in Addis Ababa,
yeah.
And it's right next to a shanty town, like tent city, you know what I'm saying? So that kind of stuff was crazy. Being able to do music out there was incredible. I got to see the place where both of my grandparents are from, Harar. It's like an ancient walled city, the fourth holiest city in Islam. And we did the first hip-hop show to ever happen there, which is like a crazy blessing. We also did the first hip-hop show to ever happen in Gondar. We documented the whole experience. We had two filmmakers travel with us. Cade is a singer from Toronto. He was with us the whole time. Mm-hmm. We actually did a benefit show in Toronto to kind of help with the trip. So peace to everybody that came through and helped support us. Young Diplomats, Helena Chimeles.
Young Diplomats, I know those folks.
Yeah, Aole Lani, she helped out. Yeah, so many people in Toronto actually helped make this trip happen. Adebe D.A. Yeah, a bunch of people. McLeod Hedero and her band were, you know, a huge part of this whole trip. It's my cousin. She's an amazing singer. You should check her out if you haven't. Burnt Face. Yeah, it's amazing. There'll be more stuff to come from the trip. Like, we're making a whole documentary about it. So.
Right. And you guys were like filming the whole time, so
yeah, whole film crew. Yeah,
could imagine the process now, like going through all the footage and stuff.
Yeah.
Did you have like a focus? Like, did the filmmakers? I know this is probably not your thing, but as a filmmaker, this is interesting to me. Like, did they have a focus of what they were going to document beforehand? Like, did you have an aim going there, or you kind of just went there just to document the experience?
We knew that we'd be performing at this festival.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't know what was going to happen when we got there, but the story that the film is about naturally just unfolded as the festival went on. And it's kind of a long story. We ended up leaving the festival that we got invited to do, but we continued to do shows anyways. And there's a bigger conversation about development in East Africa and throughout Africa that's kind of connected to our story that just happened with the film. So nobody could have predicted what was going to happen. So, but it's amazing that the film crew was there to document it. It's like the Real World East Africa edition. What happens when you put seven musicians in a van?
Awesome. So, did we want to do another track, maybe?
Sure.
You want to make a suggestion?
Yeah. Is that is the Lovework CD open?
Yeah, of course.
It is. Okay, cool. Can I see the?
Yeah,
what you
of course.
It? Hi, CKLN.
Yeah, CKLN. We're just putting on another track. Oh, Amanda's outside. I see them.
Yeah, let's do track 7.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, it's called East Africa. This is a song when I was on, should I call them out like this? Yeah, it's okay. This is a song I couldn't play on FM radio in Addis because of the content in the song. So I'm playing it here now.
Okay.
It's called East Africa.
Addis, you Ethiopian, man?
Yeah, what are you?
Yeah, me too.
No, you're not. I'm not even English.
Tinnish.
Why you should learn?
Even though I don't speak in my mother's tongue, let there be no confusion about where I come from. You couldn't tell, huh? I'm Ethiopian. Born in a foreign land, Scottish or Irish. Daddy had more indigenous roots further back. I barely knew him though, grew up mostly in my mama's path. He used to get clown when I went to class for speaking with an accent. So when I went back home, I only spoke English. Got deep in my reading, watched TV too much, and lost the language. It sucks, cause I can't find the words when they say what's up in the modern guy. Here in America, we live isolated or in tight-knit communities. You could find me on the outside, usually looking in, just praying y'all could use me. East Africa, these songs are for your peace. They shot another child in the street. Somebody in the crowd threw a rock at the police. And you don't hear about me. Bloodshed massacre, Africa's East. The beauty and the pain of Africa's East. How many lives slain in Africa's East? The love of my people in Africa's East. Yo, I'm just another child here from Africa's East. They shot Johnny down in the streets, cause somebody in the crowd threw a rock at the police. They arrest children who just want peace. And my poor mama now, she just can't get to sleep. It gets deep, my cousin won't go to school, cause if she do, who knows what these cops will do. They arrest youth after taking their shoes, walk them to a prison camp for trying to go to school. The media is rude, we cannot trust the news. They jail journalists for trying to tell the truth. And I think of Emu, my auntie that I barely knew. You think I'm safe here, but I wish I was out there with you. Cause I question, what can one song do? 10,000s of youth locked, hundreds have been shot in less than a year. God, I only know a small part, breaking my heart, continents apart. They shot another child in the street. Somebody in the crowd threw a rock at the police. And you
you don't hear about me. Bloodshed massacre, Africa's East. The beauty and the pain of Africa's East. How many lives slain in Africa's East? The love of my people in Africa's East. Yo, I'm just another child here from Africa's East.
I'm a child of the horn from the day I was born. This pain I have worn, families war torn. You have been forewarned from the soil of Asmara to Addis Ababa. I will always ride for you, study, work, rhyme for you. You were all born royal. It shows in your walk, Oromo to Anuak. Out here on the blocks, we scatter but not lost. Seattle with cash rules, Somali, they feel it too. Make these words touch you and bring truth to the surface. With every cut deep, I'm relearning my purpose. It's energy surges, I gave up on searching for acceptance from any culture or person. Hard working like a cab driver when I rhyme right. If it comes tight, it's a divine light. Not mine, but ancestors inside. And unborn children that wish to see life.
They shot another child in the street. Somebody in the crowd threw a rock at the police. And you don't hear about me. Bloodshed massacre, Africa's East. The beauty and the pain of Africa's East. How many lives slain in Africa's East? The love of my people.
And we're back. This is Saturday Morning Live. You're here with Mally, a.k.a. Docu Vixen. And in the studio with us is...
Gabriel Teodros, the dude who was just rapping.
So they wouldn't play that at Addis. Maybe you can... you can actually explain that here.
Yeah, I can explain that here. So the second verse in that song talks about in 2005 there was huge protests in the streets in Addis because a person who was celebrating his 20th year of being in power in Ethiopia, they basically, like, he lost that election but still just claimed power and arrested tens of thousands of kids. It's illustrated in the song. And you don't really have, like, a freedom of speech to be critical of the government out there. So if they ended up playing that song, like, a lot of people could have lost their jobs. Some people might have been in prison. Who knows? You know? So, yeah, they would have played all my music, but they wouldn't have played that song out there.
Yeah, that's understandable.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, it wouldn't be like the situation that they had in Vancouver.
Right. Right. There actually hasn't been a huge protest in Addis since then. It's like,
right.
It's effectively like squashed. Like,
right.
A lot of movements out there.
Yeah. So. I'm obviously not comparing the movement to Vancouver, but it's just kind of absurd, like, how things are framed in North America. But anyway,
yes,
that's
yes,
a total other conversation. So maybe let's talk about what's for the future, and maybe talk about your upcoming album that you want to gain support for.
Yeah. So the song you just heard was off my Love Work record. It was a solo album that I put out in 2007. Huge, like, critical acclaim. Biggest blessing in my life. Since then, I've done some side projects, but I haven't put out a new solo record. Until now, I have one. It's done. It's called Color People's Time Machine. But I haven't been able to, like, kind of acquire the funds to put it out yet on the level that I want to. So I'm fundraising just to get it out to the people. And we're starting an Indiegogo campaign within the next week or so.
Yeah.
And just to kind of get the funds up to get it out to the people. Hopefully that goes well and the record's going to drop in the fall. Followed by a tour, videos, the whole nine.
Awesome. So,
CPTM.
I'm really interested in this whole concept of, time. I actually have had this, like, long, ongoing, like, obsession. When I was, like, I think it was, like, about, like, six or, like, you know, like, when I was starting to write and stuff or whatever. Mm-hmm. So I don't know exactly how old I was. I was under 10.
Okay.
But I was really obsessed with years and, like, how old I was going to be in certain years. So I would have, like, these lists of years, and then I would have my age.
Yeah.
I don't know why. So I have sort of this ongoing theme throughout my life about time and how you think about time and, you know, different portions of your life, depending on the rhythm, you know, how time kind of is relative, right? So, yeah, so maybe talk about that in conjunction with your album.
Yeah, I don't know, what you just said reminded me of, I do a lot of like writing workshops too. Mm-hmm. And one of my favorite writing prompts to give people, it came from a friend. It's something that she does every year on her birthday, is writing a letter to yourself. Yeah. 10 years in the future.
Oh, wow.
To yourself.
Yeah.
And then right after that, writing a letter to yourself 10 years in the past.
Oh.
Yeah. And it's a trip when you do that, and then you read them back to back. It's like one answers the questions to the other. it's an amazing like little writing exercise. I don't know what
yeah,
you're saying.
Yeah, no, that totally. Yeah, because I actually do that. I do reflection throughout the month of June.
Do you?
My birthday's actually coming up, yeah.
Have you written letters to yourself in the future?
No, but I probably will do that now.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah, so, yeah, like the theme of your album, like maybe talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, so Color People's Time Machine. Color People's Time. Notion that we're always late. This album and the whole concept is like kind of a rebuttal to that. There was an Ethiopian elder that I met who told me that it wasn't until he moved out here that time became a commodity, something that we always chase, something that we can lose. He said, out here, time moves, but back home, I move through time.
Right.
And that made a lot of sense to me. Also, music is all based on different time signatures. It's something that can capture a moment, which is what I try to do with every song. It's something that can take you all the way to the beginning of time, something that can show you your future. So to me, the time machine is music, and all music out here is basically based on colored people's experience. You know what I'm saying? So colored people's time machine is just like combining all of that. Yeah, so to me, the time machine is music. And one day I'm going to find a shorter, more concise way to break down the album concept. But
yeah, that's what you get. I think that was pretty good.
Right on.
Yeah, so maybe... maybe talk about how people can sort of hear your work and maybe possibly support your campaign.
Yeah, I mean, just Google Gabriel Teodros. That last name is Teodros. I have a website, a blog, a lot of music's available on there. Half of it's free. And the Indiegogo campaign should be up within the week, so look for that. I'm on Facebook, I'm on Twitter, I'm on all the social media stuff. There's YouTube music videos. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it. Record stores are dying in the United States, so we don't even, you know, mess with them now. It's
crazy. Yeah, we didn't even touch on that. I actually wanted to talk a little bit about that, but I think we're down to like 2 minutes, right? So I kind of wanted to talk about, but that's for another show, I guess. But thank you for coming to CKLN really early in the morning. I know it's hard for some musicians to do that. So
it's true. This isn't a typical artist morning. No, thank you so much for having me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you, CKLN, for the support. This is actually, I remember when the album came out, this is one of the stations where Love Work charted. Like pretty consistently, so
exactly,
yeah. Thanks, CKLN.
And we're going to a track, and then up next is Amandla.